Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Hey, we're back for the second hour. You know this voice? Hey, my name is Dwayne Risco, known as Coach Dwayne, in the great state of Ohio. Go Buckeyes. Hey, and tonight in studio, we got the lovely Elaine Connelly. We got Joe Larson down in Missouri. We got Randy Gay over here. And we got Style spinning the dials in the back. We got lovely Lisa, Eric, and Frank taking care of the phone line. So we need to hear from you. But before we get going, Randy just laid something on us, ladies. Are you ready for this? Elaine's all, she's excited too. So, Randy, what do you got going?
I want to lay something on everybody. We just had anonymous call to give $5,000 towards the $25,000 being pledged. So we need $20,000 more to get to end up with 50. If we raise 25, we'll have $50,000. So I'm asking you all that we had an anonymous person pledge $5,000, which knocks off 20% of that. I'm asking if you can, whatever you can give, would you please call in and pledge it so that we can in fact get the money that we need to stay on the air to continue to serve you. And as you all well know, we do not take salaries. And there's no frivolity here. You know, when we get mad at each other, we say we're going to cut your no pay in half. That's what we do. You get your no pay cut in half.
Instead, you take the toilet paper out of the toilet.
So anyway, yeah, but seriously, I'm asking people to call in, and please, if you would, pledge to the matching pledge. It helps us. Thank you.
We just got Richard in Illinois $50 and Alfred in Illinois $10. Thank you so much.
I'm authorized to, for Pastor Ernie, that doers of the Word Baptist Church will donate $1,000. That makes five dollar pledges we've had. We had three, then we had four, and now this would make the fifth $1,000 pledge.
Doers of the Word, God bless you.
All right, amen. Thank you.
$5,000. We get a couple more donors. We're on our way, folks.
Yeah, we're on the way.
Now, here's the bad news that I didn't quite get to, and I want everybody to listen carefully, okay? I've mentioned many times in this program, I'm sure you've heard me, Randy and Coach, I often have to go all over the world to find the real news. You don't find it even on Fox and local news. From the London Daily Mail, assets held by America's banks are worth a staggering $2 trillion less than stated in their accounts because of unrealized losses like those which triggered the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. This was done by some PhDs and professors and things. It was a group did a study. Erica Yang of the University of Southern California, Dr. Matos, the University of Kellogg School of Management, different things like that, Columbia Business School, Stanford University. These people got together. Basically, what they're saying in that, it's the banks have all done, like I said earlier, they bought these long-term bonds at like maybe 1.25%, 1.5%. They borrowed it, zero interest, right? No interest, so they were making a little money. But they bought the longer-term bonds, and a run on these banks would leave customers at nearly 200 institutions facing losses of $300 billion plus. And they're warning that this is not a very good system, a good time. You see, the world got used to living on this cheap money, you know, 0% or 0.25 the bank would lend it at. And it was easy to make money. And all of a sudden, we've had this rapid inflation. Why? Because the government poured trillions, many trillions of dollars, and a lot of it has not even gotten spent yet. They're still trying to spend the money they appropriated. They haven't even got it spent all yet. We got this high inflation, and now I can pick up the phone. In fact, I did a couple of months ago, bought a bunch of bonds, and I was getting about 5% on short-term bonds. Why would I go and buy a bond the bank's trying to sell, a 1.5% bond, when I can buy my own and get 5%? This is what's happened all over the country. And these people knew, many people knew this was a problem. Where was the Federal Reserve? Where were these bank regulators? These people had been so busy playing, you know, social justice and white privilege and wokeness.
They have critical race theory.
Joe, it's also called willful neglect.
There you go.
Right. And they willful neglect, I'd go along with that. But think about that. $2 trillion less than their suggested book value shows. And even get this, a former Clinton Treasury Secretary, Roger Altman, some of you may remember him. I do.
I do, too.
I'm old. He came out and he basically said the what the authorities did this weekend was profound. They guaranteed deposits, all of them, at the Silicon Valley Bank. What that means, and they won't say it, but I'll say it, what it really means is they have guaranteed the entire deposit base of the U.S. financial system. The entire deposit base. This is proof that the government is trying to get to power. What they're trying to do, big corporations buy up the little ones, big banks buy up the little ones, power's consolidated, and in the end they want to go to this new, where the government has the, not Bitcoin, the same word. Help me, what?
They're just following the Klaus Schwab's game plan.
They want to go to a digital money system they can control.
Pastor, you know what I did? We all know about Agenda 2030. But what I did was I went back to the UN information on their website. And I periodically go back to see what's changed, what's been added, what's been deleted. And I found a document that talks about the UN Agenda mission goals, okay, which is different. Listen to this. One world government, one world cashless currency, one world central bank, one world military, the end of all privately owned property, the end of the family unit, implementation of a world social credit system, government-raised children, government-owned and controlled schools, colleges, and universities, and all businesses are owned by government and corporations. What does that sound like?
Communism.
Exactly.
But that's what their hidden, so-called hidden agenda is, but well, it's in plain sight.
And they're all unelected.
Correct.
We've been preaching this for 20, 30 years. We've been warning people, screaming, this is what they're trying to do, bring about communism to the world.
And then from my field of work, they're working to have a ban on all natural, non-synthetic drugs and naturopathic medicine. So they've been trying to do that, you know, for a long time. They also are going to end irrigation, okay, for our fields.
Lock and load.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
They're trying to drive both of you out of business, aren't they?
Well, they're trying to have the greatest demise of the human race that they can find.
Do you remember when Hillary Clinton was pushing that all vitamins should be going through the doctor's prescriptions?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Well. I'm going to add one more thing here while we think that over. You know, that Silicon Valley Bank donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to a nonprofit, the Jennifer Newsom Fund. Oh, that Jennifer Newsom, the wife of Governor Gavin Newsom?
The governor of California.
Snowflake?
The one who wants to run for president, who thinks that California is the model of America. Anyway, this was paid, and it was a grant to support gender equity and corporate governance. So here we have just more and more ties. And John China, founding board member of the Newsom nonprofit group, was one of the directors on the site. And Elizabeth Gore was the first board chair and was also tied to the Silicon Valley Bank. It goes on and on. These people are knitted together. Evil is just knitted together. These people tie, they work, and they are doing everything they can, using the law, using government, using their positions, their money, to bring about Barack Obama's total transformation of America. And they are succeeding. In America, we have to wake up and realize this is a battle. total battle for the heart and soul of America.
Joe, for this cause, since they rejected the love of God that they might be saved and then say new God, but they didn't want to acknowledge him, they served the creature more than the creator, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Dan in Michigan just pledged $100. Thank you so much, Dan.
Well, the other comment I want to make here is that basically it's my belief that they're afraid of the general population. You know, America is the most armed country in the world by its citizens.
You got that right.
We have over 325 million guns.
That's why I say lock and load.
And bottom line is we are a peaceful people. We are God-fearing, you know, but don't mess with my family. Don't mess with my child. Don't mess with my God.
And don't mess with my freedom. Freedom.
You know what gun control in Missouri is?
Let it rip.
It's teaching your children to be able to put all their bullets in a 3-inch circle at 100 yards of the rifle.
I love it.
And that was my grandfather when we were growing up with a BB gun and tin cans on the farm fence.
Hey, right. Very good. Nothing like an AR-15, boys and girls. Hey, and women, you women out there that know how to shoot a pistol and a rifle, I salute you, honey.
Amen.
There's a lot. But it is serious. And what they're doing right now, there are 51 businesses, big business, that are targeting you. And they're targeting on the same woke agenda. Now, there's a new group. I want you all to be able to write this down and go look at it. It's a new project called the 1792 Exchange. Okay? 1792 Exchange. And basically all you do is add .com. And this has a spotlight report that's looked at 1,000 companies, policies, practices, and all this type of stuff. And what they've done is they've assessed risks, low risk, medium, high risk. Bank of America provided funding to planned predators is one of the reasons it's on the high risk list. So they've broken it down. There are 147 out of the 1,000 companies they are currently classifying as high risk. Bank of America is one of them. Ally Financial, Berkshire Bank, Citigroup, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley. You get the idea. You can go there and Wells Fargo.
Those are the big boys.
Break it down.
Amen.
Yeah, big boys. But these are the ones who are pushing, spending the money, following the LGBTQ and all this, all the wokeness.
And some of them are under investigation in the Virgin Islands with Jeffrey Epstein.
Nice.
Yep.
Sure. We got to get the phone numbers out again. The phones aren't ringing. They're sitting back there. They need to hear from you. Randy, what are those numbers?
Wait, 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Also, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110.
We need to hear from you. Remember, no donation is too small. I was taught many years ago, one bean in a bag at a time fills a bag. So pick up the phone. Give us a call. They're in the back. Frank and Eric and Lisa, they're waiting to hear from you. And Pastor Sanders needs a good report. So if you love this radio ministry and you love the Lord, and if you love truth, you know, you're going to hear stuff on this radio station. You're not going to get from Hannity. You're not going to get from Pirro. You're not going to get from Waters. You're not going to get from none of them. But you will get it from what's right, what's left, because Pastor Sanders has laid the foundation.
Okay, and I'm going to pledge $100.
Very good.
Okay. And I'm asking people to match that. And if you match my $100, I will throw into you a free consultation for health and wellness.
Nice. Congratulations. Hey, we got we got a couple of phones ringing. Come on, pick up the phones. We're running out of time.
Absolutely.
Need to hear from you. You can do this. I know you can. Remember the lady at the well in the Bible? She only had two pennies, and she went into the well and gave it all. Well, the parable of it is, it's not how much you got, it's how little you have and what you're willing to part with. See, that lady, she walked on faith. She reminded me like that centurion, where the centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy, but just say the word. He had faith in God. He had faith who Jesus was. And that lady knew that if I give all that I got, my Lord will provide. And Jesus says, I tell you the truth. He looked over there and another man had all kind of wealth and he gave a good sum. But he said, I tell you the truth, that lady with those two pennies gave more than that rich man. Now, I'm not trying to scold you or belittle you. What I'm telling you is take a step of faith. Make a pledge. Like Randy says, you got a month to get it in. Help us. We need to hear from you. Randy, what's the numbers again?
888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Or 881-281-1110. 888-281-1110.
And Joyce in New Jersey, she just pledged $40. Tony in Massachusetts, $100. Thank you so much. God bless you. Keep them phones ringing, folks.
One of the things that I get a lot of calls on is, what if I need a blood transfusion? And I got a call today. There's a gentleman from an international organization. It's called Safe, S-A-F-E, blood.us. And this organization basically is in 50 countries on five continents, and they are going into agreements with health organizations or clinics or doctors in the different states. So that if you go to their website, you can join them as a membership, and it's basically free to donate blood, you know, in any one of their institutions in the, in those states, but you pay what you can, you know, as a membership. And so they're looking and basically looking for unvaccinated donors, and then they will take, if you need blood and you're a member, then they find the blood for you.
Oh,
and where's that again?
That website?
It's safeblood.us.
Safeblood.us. That's great.
Correct.
To know.
Let me echo it again. Safeblood.us.
Correct. And if you go onto their website, it explains everything. If you have any questions, you can call me. I am going to be talking to the coordinator. He's going around to the different states in the United States now, and he wants to talk, you know, with me about more detail.
Joe, didn't you break a story a couple years ago how the homosexual community were saying, we don't want to be screened for our blood, and a lot of the homosexuals in San Francisco and whatnot were donating blood, and they were giving it, and they had HIV and different sexual transmitted diseases, and nobody would know about it until a whistleblower came out?
Yep, exactly. It was a prejudice to have their blood tested or to say they've had a disease.
And my understanding is this organization, the blood banks that have been in operation in the United States really have not checked the blood the way that we think they're checking it, you know, before they gave it to people.
Yeah.
And this organization is going to do it right. And this is an example of setting up a parallel service beyond the routine institutions.
I wonder here in Ohio with the Cleveland Clinic and university hospitals and all that, I wonder if they really screen. Has anybody even checked to find out how thoroughly they make sure?
Well, I can tell you that I've gotten calls from both those health systems from people who wanted, whose family member needed surgery and they wanted to have blood as a bank up. And both those laboratories told them it was too difficult to take outside donors. And I said, excuse me, I'm going to educate you on what to say. And bottom line, a cross match of blood takes 45 minutes.
Wow.
All right. Now, the blood that you donate has to be used within a certain period of time. And it's gotten so bad that also across the country, there have been self-donors for family members, unvaccinated. And guess what the blood bank did? They lost the blood.
What?
In two instances, I got phone calls that the blood bank, basically, they lost the blood. They don't know what happened to it. And I said, let me find you an attorney in that area. And everybody had to re-donate.
getting very evil. I'm glad you had that. But I wanted to mention something just looking at time. I think Pastor Ernie told me that only about a very small percent, 1 to less than 2% donate.
Yeah.
I just wanted to remind the people again, we have well over 12 million real listeners. It's up in the 30 million people have checked in one time or the other in the high 30s. But good listeners are about 12 million people. So if only one-tenth, let's just say a million people, sent in $1, we'd have $1 million, and that would cover us for the rest of the year, catch us up and cover us. If just, you know, 10% of the listeners out there sent in $1, and if one, you know, 1% of those listeners sent in $10, Pastor Ernie and I'd probably be too old before to keep doing this before we'd run out of money.
Well, hold on, because I want you to continue, because we have Michael in California donated $100, Lou in Michigan $300, and John in Ohio $500. Continue, Joe.
No, and we are very thankful for those people that God has blessed. And I've said many times when we've done Pledge Week that a lot of people out there God has blessed with talents that they can sing or do different things or have a degree, a legal practice, a medical practice, run a business. And usually people like that are awfully busy. They don't have the time to donate their time to do the Lord's work, but they can use their money to lay up crowns and treasures in heaven with their donations. So many people are willing to make big donations to a political campaign. Well, we reach an awful lot of people, and we do, around election time, do a lot of having a lot of candidates on, asking questions, doing things like that. So if you've been donating politically, we're not quite the same, but if it's a good conservative Christian candidate, we work to support all those people, get the news out, give them a platform to speak to millions of people, and I just thought I'd remind the listeners on that. Anyway, I want you guys just to remember you can go to this 1792 exchange, 1792exchange.com, and what we can do is we can fight with our money. Like, one of the dangerous companies is Ben & Jerry's.
Yes.
How about Walmart?
Food.
Yeah.
Well, it's not listed in the top group. Coca-Cola, it's not great, but Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Starbucks are up there with the real, you know, 10 high-risk groups. So your Coca-Cola ads, your Cargill Foods, your McDonald's, Ben & Jerry's ice cream, Kellogg's. I'm one of those people that I'm looking, when I go, my wife and I go grocery shopping after we found this list, we're trying to shop the companies that aren't on their high list.
Hold that thought.
We can.
Hold that thought. Steve in Illinois pledged $70. Gene in Ohio, $200. Thank you. God bless. You know, when you donate to this, think about this. Your name is going into your accounts and your rewards in heaven. And one day when you, those of you who are saved and you get to heaven, this is going to go that you donated. And God made it perfectly clear that thieves, rust, and moths cannot steal. No one can steal your rewards for donating with a good heart. So God bless you and keep the phones ringing.
All right. That sounds good. One thing I saw the other day, story out of WorldNet Daily. Despite Supreme Court rulings, Satanists and atheists are ferociously pouncing on the Ten Commandments. Now, after the Bible study tonight, any idea why the Satanists would be attacking the Ten Commandments of God, guys?
Yeah, because they hate God.
They hate God, but what? The Ten Commandments were the basis of our legal system and everything set up around that. If they can get rid of the Ten Commandments, they've helped get rid of God.
Well, they got rid of the Bible.
That allows the society to become what? Godless and Antichrist, right?
Yeah. Hey, Joe, Elaine's got an article she wants to read for you before we come to the bottom of the hour.
All right, and this one has to do with an HBO series that was done off of a basic book. It's called Last of Us. And, you know, they put everything in plain sight. And bottom line is in this, from that movie and those segments, they're teaching what they call a trolley problem in the philosophy classes in the American colleges. And so basically, the theory behind this is you want these individuals permission to play God. And so actually the trolley problem is that there's a runaway train, and ahead you see, if unchecked, the trolley will kill 5 workers on one line, but you notice that a lever would enable you to switch the trolley to a different track, but on the other track, too, is just one worker, so which one do you pull? All right, and so it's called a sacrifice. And the trolley problem is the embodiment of a philosophy called utilitarianism that goes back to Jeremy Bentham in the 18th century, the greatest good for the greatest number. And so bottom line is the person is taught to limit their thinking, and they're being taught to become social scientists instead of real scientists. Because the real truth here is a logical, creative thinker is going to start yelling at these people to get out of the way. But that's not an option for them.
So they don't want free thinkers no more.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, right.
So they're engaged in these deranged fantasies about human sacrifice of people. And the answer, basically, is this thought experiment to begin to get these college students to become addicted to the idea of playing God. And all of these stories and everything falls into what they are now calling predictive programming. And I think we've talked about that before in this program.
We have. And I remember back in the 90s where the schools were doing the same thing, tried to do it in the high schools and junior highs. There was the lifeboat theory. There were people in a lifeboat, and they explained who the different people were and how valuable they were to society. And then, of course, there was one person who wasn't valuable to society. Well, the boat couldn't carry all the people. It would sink. So somebody had to be cast overboard. Who would you throw? The old man, the doctor, and they had all this. And they were trying to do the same kind of thing you were saying, play God and make decisions that only God should make, and try and get away from, just change the entire manner of thinking of the children.
Breaking news. I hate to interrupt you guys. Bob and Marie donated $200, but I didn't know where to come. Celeste and Perry donated $100, and Carol in Lemon Grove pledged $50. So thank you very much.
And all so right, yeah. Part of that, Joe, also is that, the Western allopathic doctors that are bought into this agenda believe that sacrificing your child to enrich them is the greatest possible good. And that's the system we're living under. It's a sick era, and parents have a sacred obligation to protect the children, the grandparents, against these useless, toxic shots that are being mandated on school children.
Amen on that. We know what God says. What children are a gift.
Yes,
they're giving us. They belong to Him, but He's giving us these wonderful children to raise in His stead. But you notice what He says: if you harm these little children of God, they belong to Him. But what does Scripture say when you start harming the children?
You better be a millstone hung around your neck and thrown into the deepest part of the ocean.
And knowledge is power, so you need to go to your State Department of Health, do a search for vaccine law on that website, and you will find that most states have exemptions, all right? But you need to know what to say.
What you don't know can hurt you.
Exactly, but you know what to say, and you need to learn the verbiage. And bottom line, here in the state of Ohio, I don't have to give you any documents. I can simply say, by good conscience, I don't vaccinate my child.
And you got to make sure.
And they have to accept that.
And stop being afraid.
Are there any vaccines that you like, that you approve, like the polio vaccine? Some of these old ones that were a true vaccine, do you?
They were never true vaccines, Joe. The polio vaccines were vaccines that contain fetal cells from an African monkey. And in the 90s, when I was working in research, information crossed my desk that in some cancer tumors, they were finding the DNA that was put into the polio shots. And that was 30 years later.
Wow.
30 years later.
We're coming up.
There are no safe vaccines.
We're coming up to the bottom hour break. Now, this song that I got for you folks, you've been listening here. What's going on? You see riots all over the place. You see inner cities that's falling down, going to hell. We're handing out drugs. We got transgender. We're living in the days of Sodom and the days of Gomorrah, as it was in the days of Lot. They were given in marriage and planning. We see pestilence, sickness, disease, earthquakes, volcanoes, floods. You see all this stuff coming? Well, listen to this song. This is for all of you.
Can you hear Jerusalem's cry? Can you see the storm on the rise? Look around. You can't. This is the hour of heaven's time. Armies gather in the east for the war that's soon to come. Death will march with the mark of the beast. So seek the light and walk with the sun. Soon we'll see His wrath come down, and the Lord descending from the sky. When you hear the trumpet sound, God has answered Jerusalem's cry.
God has answered Jerusalem's cry. Hey, one of these days it's going to happen. You know, us born-again Christians, we've been living in a time right now where it's the rapture is going to take place at any time. I'm not saying tonight, tomorrow. I'm not putting a time limit, but brother, all the signs are there. And then after that, the Antichrist is going to show up, and he's going to have all the answers of the world. The reason I'm telling you this, I'm warning you. It's time to get back to God. It's time to dust off that Bible that you've got sitting on your table or in your bedroom. It's time to get back to Bible-believing church. It's time to get on your knees and pray, because if you miss the rapture and that Antichrist shows up, and here's one last thing, and Joe can answer onto this. He can piggyback onto this one. The Bible makes it perfectly clear in 2 Thessalonians that for those of you who heard the plan of salvation and you put it off and you rejected it, God himself said he will send you a strong delusion that you will take the mark of the beast. It's time not to fool around, folks. The sand in the hourglass is almost over. Right, Joe?
It is closer than I would like to think. We don't know. The scripture said we do not know the day. Only God the Father knows. And we are to what? Live every day waiting his return.
Yeah.
And he meant that literally, you know, in that sense of it's literal and figurative. You live your life like Christ is coming tomorrow is pretty good advice.
Let's bring hell up. Hell's been on hold, and he's going to do the invitation. Let's bring hell. And hell, good to hear you, my friend. God bless you.
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
Wonderful.
Hi, hell.
Good. Hey, how you doing, Elaine?
Good.
How's the ministry coming, the trucking ministry?
Well, we had a cleaning lady get saved last Sunday, and before that we had truck drivers and, you know, the previous Sundays and everything. They're coming in, hearing the gospel, and giving their heart to the Lord.
Wonderful.
That is wonderful. That is following the Great Commission, going out and knowing, you know, picking a section where you're good at, know what's going on, and preaching the gospel. And you are laying up crowns and treasures in heaven, my friend.
And we just got a pledge from Nigel in Georgia for $100, Albert in PA, Pennsylvania for $50, and James in Texas for $100. Well, God bless you. You folks have been wonderful. You always have been wonderful. You callers are great. God bless you.
Glad to have you on. I've got one story that Ernie wanted me to get on. And one of the things last night I talked about, a lot of the things that Pastor Ernie has done with the Right to Life. Well, one of the other things, he's had a lot of special people on, broke stories. One of the people was Gary Aldrich. Anybody remember who he is?
Boy, that name sounds familiar.
It should. He was the FBI agent who wrote the book Unlimited Access. He was one of two FBI agents who were in the White House, the Clinton White House. And before I tell a short story, Pastor Ernie had him on the radio. He was a whistleblower and helped promote his book, An FBI Agent Inside the Clinton White House, and very proud to have met him and know him myself. Last year, there was a very weird death in Arkansas, but they didn't do a ruling on it. They didn't come out and until 22nd of February. A Clinton aide, former Clinton aide, who signed Jeffrey Epstein into the White House multiple times, was found dead in 2022 with a gunshot wound to his chest. He was tied to a tree with an extension cord wrapped around his neck, but there was no gun found in the vicinity. His name was Mark Middleton. And his death has now been determined to be a suicide. Yet tied to a tree, shot with a gun that is not there.
Well, there you go.
Like James Foster, too, right? Yeah.
Another Arkansas. This, of course, this death raises more questions. But he died in Heifer Ranch, Perryville, Arkansas. And we know there's a special, on the Wikipedia page, they have a special page called the Clinton Body Count. We call them Arkansides.
Oh, yeah.
I think there have been, like, what, 27 different deaths?
It might be up to 30 by now, Joe.
It could be. Plane crashes. They had a person that was decapitated that was called a suicide. Ron Brown, we did the Ron Brown story on this radio program.
You guys did the one where in Illinois, where they were in a cornfield, there was a four-wheeler ran the guy over, and the back of his head was blown off, and they said suicide.
Right, we did that story. Ron Brown, they said it was an aircraft crash, but when they did the autopsy, they found a bullet in his head. Yeah, you always get bullets in the back of your head in an airplane crash, folks. Don't you know anything? But let me say what Gary Aldrich wrote about the Clintons. And Hal, especially you, I want your comment on this compared to the Biden White House, okay?
Okay.
All right, here it is. He was one of two agents posted. His job was to protect the president from danger by, quote, performing security checks on White House appointees, okay? But when Clinton came into the new office, the new administration dismantled that security system. Why? Well, too many of the people Clinton hired could not meet the requirements. Hillary Clinton was the driving force who usurped control over domestic policy, hiring decisions, basically shunned the FBI, and Clinton and her aides destroyed the careers, reputation of longtime employees to bring in their friends, no matter how corrupt. The new appointees ran roughshod over White House tradition, common decency, even broke the law. The White Aldrich and some of the permanent White House staff were shocked to discover drug use, rampant theft, open gay and lesbian sex, and perhaps, he said, the most alarming, widespread access to classified materials by personnel without security clearances.
Want to see my surprise look?
Yeah. Now, when
Dale in Michigan just pledged $100. Dale, thank you so much.
All right, let me finish, and then I'm going to turn this over, and I want Hal to comment. When Gary Aldrich was unable to enforce the law, he decided to blow the whistle. So, of course, he was denounced by the media, the Clintons, and blah, blah, blah. He ended up retiring after he was a whistleblower. But the White House was being opened up for a price to convicted felons, foreign agents trying to buy changes in U.S. policy, even foreign governments funding the Clinton reelection campaign. And there's an entire book. It's still out there available. It was a New York Times bestseller, Unlimited Access, Gary Aldrich. And Pastor Ernie's one of the first people to have him on the radio and tell the story about the Clinton crime cartel. And this was one of the first people on the radio. And does that sound at all like the administration we have today, Hal?
Yeah, yeah.
And then some.
More than a political system for Satanism. And what a lot of people don't realize is the Democrat Party of their parents and grandparents is not the Democrat Party we got today. The communists are using that word Democrat, but it's just to fool people and make them think it's just another American political party. But their goal is to completely destroy America. And from the first day Biden got in office, he's been doing everything he can to destroy this country. Him, the deep state, Obama controls them. He's getting paid off by the Chinese communists. Everything, you know, they're doing, you know, it's not out of stupidity. You know, when Obama did a lot of stuff, you hear talk show hosts saying, how could he be that dumb? How could he be that stupid? It's not being dumb and it's not being stupid. This is planned. And American people need to wake up and realize that we're being taken for a ride. We got Satanists, traitors to this country, one-worlders. They want to make America a bankrupt communist country, part of the one-world government that they want to get in here. And they're going to do it by chaos. You know, let the banks close down, have rioting in the streets, bring the UN in to establish order. And then out of that UN will come the, well, you know, the Antichrist. But praise God, the rapture, I believe, is going to happen.
Amen.
Right before that. And we'll be out of here.
Yeah, what's so sad about this whole story is the media jumped in and started backing the Clintons, and everybody got behind to protect Bill. And it's amazing how the American people will not listen to these whistleblowers that are willing to give up. Gary Aldrich had a 30-year career. He had to resign kind of under, you know, give up a career, and he was not going to be hired by anybody else after this. These whistleblowers give up a great deal to tell the truth, and yet it amazes me the American people don't seem to want to listen to them. We've got whistleblowers trying to tell about the FBI right now, and what? They're being mocked and put down and shunned, and the American people aren't listening, are they?
No, the major news people have prostituted themselves to the liberal left wing, and they'll lie for them, they'll protect them, they'll do anything they can to cover up the evil they're doing. And the average person out there CNN is their Bible. They won't read the Bible. They won't read the Word of God, but they'll turn on their TV, and anything they hear on CNN or any of these other news medias, they take as gospel. And, you know, that's what makes so many of them simpletons, you know, because they're believing what these liars and Satanists are telling them instead of what the Word of God says. And there is truth out there being told, but they just, you know, harden their heart to it and think nobody knows more than CNN.
Well, hell, what really hurts is when you've got Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Yahoo, and Google all controlled for censorship, ABC, NBC, CBS, PBC, BBC, and then you got CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post. Here in Ohio, we have the Plain Dealer, the Gazette, the Columbus Dispatch, Akron Beacon Journal. When they're all, what happened was a lot of the people like us, they've got out of the CEOs, they got out of the heads of the states, they got out of all the, and then the new radicals came in, so they took position of power, and they all become radicalized, Marxists, socialists, communists, they're in control, and we've only got a handful of networks that preach the truth. That's why this radio ministry under Pastor Sanders is so powerful. Randy, what's the phone numbers?
888-677-9673. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Keep in mind, we will be here until midnight, so slightly after we go off the air. We'll be here until midnight tonight.
You know, Coach, every time the communists took over a country, the first ones they put against the wall and shot were the traitors that they used to overthrow their own country.
Yeah.
And that means the news media is going to be going against the wall.
Yeah, one they of these kill days. Their own.
Yeah, they always they figure if you turn against your own country, they can't trust you not to turn against them someday either.
Hey, people like me, that I am a born-again Christian patriot Buckeye. You're not going to change me because I have been bought with a price by the blood of Jesus Christ. I love my family. I love my country. I love my freedom. You're going to have to put a bullet in my head because I'm not bowing down to Satan's radical government.
Folks, right. I want to jump in here and say one thing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we say that our audience is full of very good people, but Jesus Christ is better. And folks, we made it again tonight. So that's good because we want Pastor Sanders to get rest and find out that, you know, that while we miss him, we want things to keep going because I think that gives him the peace and the comfort to take his rest. Thank you, folks, for helping us out and helping us stay on the air. Be blessed.
Carol and Janice in Michigan just pledged $100. God bless you. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. You ready for a plan of salvation, Coach?
How much time we got? We're going to need a quick update. We got 6 minutes, so you got a couple of minutes before we get you going.
Okay.
The other thing I just want to say real quickly, and I gave this information out last night, that John Hopkins has a website. If you want to know the ingredients that are in these vaccines, the website is vaccinesafety.edu, vaccinesafety.edu. When you open it up on the search bar, you put in vaccine ingredients, and it will send you to that page. And you can basically click on vaccine type, T-Y-P-E. It's vaccinesafety.edu. This information has changed a lot of people's impressions that vaccines are safe.
Okay, Hal.
And what, when you go there?
When you go there on the search bar, put vaccine ingredients. And there'll be a page that comes up. And you'll see a couple different choices on how to present vaccine ingredients. Click on vaccine type, T-Y-P-E.
T-Y-P-E. Okay. If I can copy it, most other people can. I'm
and if you have any questions, just call me at 440-478-4073.
All right, Hal, the show is all yours. Time to introduce the Lord.
Okay. You know, I assume that everybody listening to me tonight would rather go to heaven than go to hell. And a whole bunch of you have been lied to all your life. You've been told that being a member of this church or that church makes you a Christian, and, you know, you'll get to heaven that way. But, you know, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He meant by him exclusively, not by Mary, Peter, Paul, the saints, or some priest or anybody else. Jesus is the only way, because when he died on that cross, God was allowing him to transfer every sin you have ever done onto his son, Jesus. So when Jesus died on the cross, he said three words, "It is finished," which means all the work necessary for your redemption and mine has been accomplished. But now that don't become ours automatically. Luke 13:3 says, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Repentance is going to God and admitting basically that without Jesus in our hearts, we're just a bunch of dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinners on our road to hell. And when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, he'll come in. Revelation 3:20 said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice," or in other words, hear his word, "and open the door, I will come in." How do you open the door of your heart to Jesus? Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You see, one thing that was a big wake-up call for me years ago is that salvation is a free gift. You can't do anything to earn it. You could be a member of every church in town and die and go to hell with all your membership cards. You could get baptized so often every tadpole in the creek knows your Social Security number and die and go to hell a wet sinner. But what gets you to heaven is when you open up the door of your heart to Lord Jesus Christ and in simple childlike faith ask him to come in to your heart and give you the payment he paid for you on that cross. And if you want to do that, you can do that right now in a simple prayer of faith. I'd like to lead you in a simple prayer of faith, but you'll be doing it. Only you can open up the door of your heart. So pray with me, mean it with all your heart, and the Lord will come into your heart and tonight and give to you the payment he paid for you on that cross. Let's pray. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, you died on that cross and shed your blood for my salvation. And, Lord, I right here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, 1 John 5:13 says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God." Believe on doesn't just mean believe about. It means that you put your faith and trust in him saving you, which you just did if you sincerely prayed that prayer. Why did he write that? That you may know that you have eternal life. Not that you may think it, wish it, or hope for it, but that you may know. How can you know? Because God said so. God made you a promise, and God's got to keep it or he wouldn't be God.
Got to wrap it up.
Based on that fact, I'm going to heaven, and so are you if you prayed that prayer.
Hey, we just got in. Sharon in Minnesota pledged $100, and Deborah in Ohio, $50. Thank you so much. I want to thank Eric and Frank and Lisa for answering the phones tonight. I want to thank Elaine and Pastor Joe Larson and everybody else that's been affiliated with us. I want to thank you for being here.
And Pastor Hal.
Pastor Hal, thank you for coming in. And folks, thank you for allowing us to come into your radio tonight and spending the 2 hours with us. God bless you. Thank you so much. Joe, is there something that you'd like to say before we close this down?
There's an old hymn, "I Gave My Life for Thee," and it says, basically, "I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou mightst ransom be and quicken from the dead. I gave my life for thee, what hast thou given for me?"
Very good. We have a minute left.
I'm going to sleep on tonight. What have you done for God?
Yeah, we have a minute left. Elaine, is there something you want to say real quick?
No, just get out and get active in your community. Find out what's going on in your family, you know, with the kids that you have in school, in elementary, in high school, and in college. Stay in contact with them because the government's trying to separate them from you.
And God willing, I'll be back tomorrow night with the lovely Wendy Wilson. She'll be on the air again with Joe. And Thursday night, you don't want to miss my Bible study with Joe and all of us. Deuteronomy chapter 28. You're going to find out where America is. Hey, I love you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Keep Pastor Sanders in prayer. It's been a wonderful audience, a wonderful cast tonight. And thank you for letting me sit in.
Still be on the midnight.
So keep calling in. We'll take all the money you got. Hey, my name is Dwayne Risco, known as Coach Dwayne. Last but not least, keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.